Welcome to AI Daily. I am Sarah Chen.
And I'm Alex Rodriguez. This is episode 43, where we're diving deep into AI governance and ethical leadership, the foundation of responsible AI implementation in organizations.
Welcome to AI Daily. I'm Sarah Chen.
And I'm Alex Rodriguez. This is episode 43, where we're diving deep into AI governance and ethical leadership, the foundation of responsible AI implementation in organizations.
Alex, as we launch week 8 focused on AI leadership and future, there's no better place to start than governance. October 2025 has shown us that AI governance isn't just about compliance anymore. It's become a strategic differentiator.
Absolutely, Sarah. We're seeing Fortune 500 companies report an 89% increase in AI governance adoption this month alone. But here's what's fascinating. The organizations succeeding aren't just checking boxes. They're building governance frameworks that actually accelerate innovation rather than constrain it.
That's the key insight, Alex. Let's start with practical implementation. When organizations approach AI governance, they need to think beyond traditional IT governance. We're talking about establishing oversight structures that span technical teams, legal departments, business units, and even board-level committees.
Right, and the framework starts with three foundational pillars. First, governance structure. Who makes decisions about AI initiatives? How are they accountable? And what's the escalation process? Second, ethical decision-making processes. How do we evaluate AI systems for fairness, transparency, and potential societal impact? Third, risk management. Identifying, assessing, and mitigating everything from algorithmic bias to operational vulnerabilities.
Let's dive deeper into that governance structure, Alex. What we're seeing work effectively is a multi-tiered approach. At the strategic level, you have board oversight committees providing high-level guidance and accountability. In the middle tier, you have cross-functional AI governance committees with representatives from legal, technical, business, and ethics teams. At the operational level, you have embedded governance practices in day-to-day AI development and deployment.
And Sarah, the key to making this work is what Partnership on AI calls the governance feedback loop in their October 2025 framework. It's not enough to set policies. You need continuous monitoring, regular audits, and mechanisms for updating your approach as both technology and regulations evolve.
Exactly. Now, let's talk about ethical decision-making processes, because this is where many organizations struggle. It's not enough to have ethical principles posted on the wall. You need practical frameworks for applying these principles to real AI decisions.
MIT's AI Policy for the World research from October 2025 highlights something crucial here. Successful organizations are using what they call ethical impact assessments similar to environmental impact assessments. Before deploying any AI system, teams evaluate potential impacts on privacy, fairness, transparency, and societal outcomes.
And these assessments aren't just technical exercises, Alex. They involve stakeholder engagement, bringing in diverse perspectives from employees, customers, community representatives, and subject matter experts. The World Economic Forum's latest report emphasizes that ethical AI isn't something you can develop in isolation.
That stakeholder engagement piece is critical, Sarah. We're seeing organizations create AI ethics advisory boards that include external voices, ethicists, community leaders, advocacy group representatives. These aren't just token positions. They have real input into AI system design and deployment decisions.
Now, let's address the regulatory compliance aspect, because October 2025 has brought significant developments. Organizations are navigating an increasingly complex landscape of AI legislation, industry standards, and international frameworks.
The compliance challenge is real, Sarah. Our research shows organizations are spending an average of $2.3 million annually just on regulatory compliance for AI systems. But here's what's fascinating. The companies that build compliance into their governance frameworks from the start, rather than bolting it on later, are seeing better outcomes and lower costs.
And it's not just about meeting current regulations, Alex. Forward-thinking organizations are building adaptive compliance frameworks that can evolve with changing regulations. They're establishing processes for monitoring regulatory developments, assessing impacts on their AI systems, and updating their practices accordingly.
Let's talk about risk management, Sarah, because this is where governance really proves its value. AI systems introduce unique risks: algorithmic bias, data privacy vulnerabilities, unexpected system behaviors. potential job displacement effects.
The key insight here, Alex, is that AI risk management requires both technical and organizational approaches. On the technical side, you need robust testing, validation, and monitoring systems. On the organizational side, you need clear accountability structures, incident response procedures, and mechanisms for learning from issues when they arise.
And Sarah, what we're seeing in October 2025 is organizations moving beyond reactive risk management to proactive risk prevention. They're using techniques like red teaming, adversarial testing, and scenario planning to identify potential issues before they impact users or stakeholders.
That's a crucial evolution, Alex. Now, let's discuss organizational culture, because governance frameworks only work if they're embedded in how people actually work. You can't just implement governance from the top down. It needs to become part of the organizational DNA.
Absolutely, Sarah. Our analysis shows that 78% of AI deploying organizations have implemented ethical AI training programs, but the successful ones go beyond training. They're integrating ethical considerations into performance evaluations, promotion criteria, and project success metrics.
And it starts with leadership, Alex. When executives demonstrate genuine commitment to ethical AI practices, when they ask the hard questions about societal impact and fairness, when they allocate resources for governance activities, that cascades throughout the organization.
Sarah, let's address a practical concern many listeners have. How do you implement these governance frameworks without slowing down innovation? The answer lies in what IEEE calls governance by design in their October 2025 Ethically Aligned Design Framework.
That's right, Alex. Instead of governance being a gate that slows down AI projects, it becomes integrated into the development process. Teams learn to consider ethical implications and governance requirements from the earliest stages of AI system design, not as an afterthought.
And we're seeing innovative approaches here, Sarah. Some organizations are creating ethics sprints alongside technical sprints in their AI development processes. Others are using automated governance tools that can flag potential issues early in the development cycle.
Let's talk about board-level oversight, Alex, because 67% of major corporations have established AI oversight committees at the board level. But what makes these committees effective versus just another bureaucratic layer?
The effective ones, Sarah, focus on strategic oversight rather than operational micromanagement. They're asking questions like, how does our AI strategy align with our business objectives and values? What are the major risks and how are we addressing them? How are we ensuring our AI initiatives create value for all stakeholders, not just shareholders?
And they're getting regular reporting on key governance metrics, Alex, things like AI system performance, ethical compliance scores, incident reports, and stakeholder feedback. This enables them to provide strategic guidance while leaving operational decisions to the appropriate teams.
Sarah, as we wrap up, let's discuss the measurement aspect. How do organizations know if their AI governance frameworks are working? It's not enough to implement policies, you need to measure their effectiveness.
Organizations are developing governance dashboards that track metrics like compliance rates, incident frequency, stakeholder satisfaction scores, and ethical audit results. But the most sophisticated are also measuring leading indicators, things like early issue detection rates and governance framework adaptation speed.
And Sarah, what we're seeing in October 2025 is the emergence of industry benchmarks for AI governance maturity. Organizations can now assess their governance capabilities against peer companies and identify areas for improvement.
That's bringing us toward the future of AI governance, Alex. We're moving from ad hoc approaches to mature, standardized frameworks that enable both responsible AI deployment and competitive advantage.
So to recap for our listeners, effective AI governance requires comprehensive oversight structures, ethical decision-making processes, proactive risk management, embedded organizational culture, strategic board oversight, and continuous measurement and improvement.
And remember, governance isn't about constraining AI innovation. It's about enabling sustainable, responsible innovation that creates value for all stakeholders while managing risks effectively.
Tomorrow, we'll explore AI innovation and R&D strategies, examining how organizations are structuring their research and development programs to drive breakthrough innovations. Until then, keep building responsibly.
This has been AI Daily Episode 43. I am Sarah Chen.
And I'm Alex Rodriguez. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow.